Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits daphealth.org. Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to Thursday, April 28th, Dining Out for Life Day and the Joey English Show. If you're up early, maybe you're planning to go to breakfast or brunch and do some fundraising for DAP Health. That's a great idea. You can do it all day. So listen to our show at 5 a.m. on the legendary KWXY. That would be 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM. At the end of that hour, close to 6 o'clock, we play some of my music. And then Dan McGrath in the morning takes over, and he plays everybody else's music. But you've been telling me that he gets you up and dancing, and you love it on the legendary KWXY. When Dan's finished at 9, switch over to the other iVox radio station. That's 920 AM and 99.1 FM, and listen to the Joey English Show. We don't care where you listen, just so you do. When we're finished, everything gets posted to my webpage and my Facebook page. So please friend me. And if you've got your day timer close by, here comes Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook.
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Dining Out for Life, presented by DAP Health. Make one meal matter all day today. For a list of participating restaurants and bars, go to diningoutforlife.com/Palm Springs. The Greater Coachella Valley Chamber presents their annual Chamber Invitational Golf Tournament May 9th. You can register online now. It'll be held at the Monterey Country Club. Go to gcvcc.org. CV Rep announces they have hired a new executive artistic director. His name is Adam Karsten. He'll be holding court at CV Rep in Cathedral City. Can't wait to meet him. CVRep.org. Okay, let's play the legendaries with the legendary Wink Martindale, part of our radio family. He presents the Legends of Rock and Roll today on the legendary KWXY from 1 to 3. His website is WinkMartindale.org. Okay, that's all the business we've got to do for today, because I've been waiting. It's been a while since we visited with any of the Nidermans. We just see each other at parties. Come on up to your microphone. Lean on your elbows. Your mother cannot see you.
Oh, okay.
And we introduce iconic Andrew Niderman.
Well, how you doing?
I'm fine. You're here.
Yeah.
And you brought your daughter, Melissa.
Yeah, my right-hand man.
Oh, your right-hand man.
She's Tonto. I'm the Lone Ranger.
Oh, hi-oh, Silver.
Oh, yeah.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust.
Yeah. Grew up on it.
Me too. I can do the whole thing. Clayton Moore.
Yeah.
I would have, yeah. Leave the mask on. That would have been a turn-on.
I just was watching a Key Largo last night again for the 150th time probably. And I realized that Tonto was in that movie.
Yes, Jay Silverheels.
Yeah. Yeah.
His horse, we can play this. I'll tell you what we're going to talk about in a minute, Joey Pals. Entertain yourselves at home. Scout, his horse, was actually faster than Silver. He had to rein him in so he wouldn't go past
the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
Well, that happens a lot.
Listen to this, Joey Pals. Andrew Niderman, we know all that.
You do?
We're not going to talk about that in this segment, but we're going to get to the most successful ghostwriter in American literary history. But this is about where you grew up. Where were you born?
I was born in Brooklyn, and my family moved to the Catskills when I was about 3.
That explains so much.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
And the Catskills.
Yeah.
Oh, my stars.
Yes, I grew up, all these stars were around me at all times.
Yes.
Because they would play at the Catskill Hotels and got their starts in the business. I mean, Wayne Newton was in a bungalow colony down the street playing and went on where he went.
Every comic I ever worked with.
Yes. They all were there.
They were all there.
Yeah, they're all there. Singers, too. They were all there. Yeah, I see you have a picture of Neil Sedaka out there. He married the daughter of one of the hotels and families in Catskills.
Just like in the movie. Yeah. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, yeah. But it was a wonderful place to grow up, and I have it in many of my books. I did a book with Tanya Grossinger, who is Jenny Grossinger's niece, and she grew up at the hotel. And together, she and I wrote a novel together, and a weekend. And it's about, ironically, it's about a epidemic in the hotel that hits on July 4th weekend, and the entire hotel gets closed down.
Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, it's just
was
crazy.
Your mother a writer? Was your father a writer?
My father was a good storyteller.
Oh, that's important.
But and my mother was extremely encouraging. So my whole family was.
But I mean, you didn't come out of the womb writing.
Almost.
Really?
I recall in kindergarten we had to have story time, only it was the kids had to tell stories. And this class would always yell my name. The teacher was getting upset because nobody else was getting up, you know, that kind of thing. So I can recall that's one of my early memories of that. So I was always a storyteller. Yeah, it was just built in. Built into the DNA, I guess you'd call it.
If there is such a thing. It's like baseball players grew up playing ball. Yeah. I started singing in church at 3, but I didn't know the skill of writing.
Huh? Yeah, that's a whole different world, and obviously. And I became an English major, and I became department head in my high school, and director of dramatics, anything to involve with English and literature. I actually started writing, I got published poems when I was in the 8th grade. So I started writing early on, and I had an aunt or aunt who was English, and she loved to take my poems that I wrote in hand, type them up, and send them back to me. And it was my first time being published in my mind.
Yes. Do you still have them?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, Melissa has them now. She has all the old paperwork.
Right.
And
I call it the I Love Joey room at your house. It's the I Love Andrew.
Yeah, so she has it. And, I had all that. Then I started writing short stories and publishing them. And then I wrote everything. I used to write for political things. I used to do campaign literature. I used
and
to write speeches. Yeah, oh, yeah. And I wrote the ads for the radio, dramatic.
What age
ads.
Were you now?
Oh, I was already...
high school?
Teaching in high school. I was already well along, yeah. Yeah.
But I then wrote checks.
I published my first novel when I was 31, actually. So, I mean, it took a while. And then after that, it took a couple more years before I published again. And then it never stopped. So now, at this moment, I have... 96 and 46, so 142 published novels.
Did your parents live to see your success?
Yes. My first novel was Sisters, and when I received the notice that it was going to be published by Stein and Day, my parents were living with my sister at that time on her farm, so I just hung up the phone, got my Diane and we drove, and Melissa and Eric, and we drove out to my sister's farm and told my parents. And my mother always said that it would happen. She was kind of a gypsy, you know. And
mothers and sons.
Yeah.
Strongest bond in nature.
But I remember them, their faces, how excited they were. And that began it, you know. And
amazing. You have a brother, or you have a sister?
I did. She passed away, but I dedicated the novel to her.
Did she write?
She did too. Yeah, she did write. But she wrote poems and little stories and things. And
of course, we used to be more of a writing society then. My children are 56, 54, and 34, but they had to write their thank you notes for Christmas presents before they could play with them. But we're not like that now.
Well, you know, they do write on their little blurbs on the internet.
Yes.
But it's nothing like...
and it's different command of the written and spoken word is so different now.
Yeah, this, you know, the grammar isn't so adhered to as much, you know, obviously.
Because, you know, if I show one of my grandkids a typewriter, they say, how do you spell check? You know, I mean, Melissa's a teacher, of course, so we know, you know, all that's...
Yeah. I did start on the regular typewriter, and then I went to a Selectric, which was exciting because it had the return.
The IBM Selectric.
The IBM Selectric. And then my son actually talked me into the first computer, which I think only had enough memory, 256 or something.
What do you write on now, of course?
Oh, now right on. Yeah.
My phone.
Very important computer, you know, very updated computer. I write. I have three screens in front of me. So I basically write, do research, and do email all at the same time. You know?
Did you have a happy childhood?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind my asking.
No, I did. I grew up in a wonderful part of the Catskills, and it was a township of Fallsburg, and it had seven hamlets, one incorporated village. During the year, it had 7,500 people that were residents. During the summer, it went to 500,000.
Yes.
Because you had all the bungalow colonies, all the great hotels, everything.
Did you work in the hotels?
When you're 14, the first thing that happens to you when your birthday occurs is you get shipped off to the hotels and become a busboy.
See?
And you make your college education, which is what I did. Yeah. Yeah, it happened. I did that. I hated it, but...
Oh, you hated it?
Yeah, I hated it. It was crazy.
Weren't there a lot of girls and things?
No, I really didn't have time. You got up 6 in the morning to go to the hotel, or maybe a little earlier, and then I went right to work, and it was... In those days, I don't know if it's... It's not anymore, but they used to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the Catskill Hotel. So you had three meals to serve, and then you had to clean up, and then you went home, and...
Took a nap.
Slept and then got right up in the morning and went back to work. So there were a lot of people who didn't go home, who stayed in the quarter, like, you know, in the movies. They stayed down in their help's quarters. They did stay up and play cards and things like that, you know.
Was it a lot of fodder for your writing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wrote The Terrorist Holiday. It takes place in one of the Catskills hotels. It's all about it, and then we had Weekend, and I did a lot of my novels take place in the Catskills.
How fun!
It was just an area that had a lot of possibilities,
drama,
and settings, and
colorful,
drama.
Yes.
Yeah, and a small town life. It was all good. And
did you want to be anything else? Let me rephrase the question. How old were you when you saw this was going to be your life's work? Or maybe you haven't reached that point yet.
No. I was writing, as I said, I was telling stories in kindergarten, and it was always my plan to be a writer. And
it was always your plan to be a writer.
Yeah. And
it's pretty unusual.
Yeah, of course, in those days, you know, if you got a book published, it wasn't enough to have, you know, survive on living-wise. I mean, I was married with two kids and... two children, and it was my mother's advice to become a teacher and be able to, you know, have a family life and still write. But it was my wife who took care of all of the basic stuff, and I would go and write after school, and, you know, write in the evening, write on the weekends.
Where'd you meet Diane?
I met her in school. She was a high school senior, my first year of teaching.
Were you older? Than she was?
Yeah, I was...
You were in college?
About 23. No. I was a first-year teacher, so I was 23.
20.
When she was
a
senior.
5 years, 5 years difference.
It's a five-year difference.
And you've been married a long time?
58 years a few days ago.
That's exciting.
Because everybody thought once we came to California, we'd get divorced. That was the concept
back
then. Oh, you go to California, you'll be divorced. But... that's not the way it was.
Well, I'm looking for the drama in this. So far, Joey Pals, Andrew Neiderman, happy childhood, good parents, nice marriage, great kids. Mm-hmm. When we come back from our commercial break and we have the Joey English Mystery Song, we'll get into this 142 published books, The Career, The Devil's Advocate, which I see once a week, it seems like. It's always on the television.
Yeah, it's coming on
It's
Netflix.
An honor to have you here. And he's ours. He lives in the Coachella Valley. Okay, it's Joey English. We wear red and we eat right in front of you. What is that?
Looks like...
chocolate.
Yeah, what do they call these now?
Chocolate. Just say chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. Oh,
there you go.
Wait a minute.
You have a line.
Is this the Joey chocolate show?
That's it.
Oh! I thought it was the Joey Vanilla show, don't I? I was in the wrong show.